నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జాయాముదీరేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 14 టెక్స్ట్ 5. నిమిత్యాన్యాత్యరిష్టాని కాలే త్వనుగతేంద్రుణాం లోభాద్యద్ధర్మ ప్రకృతిం దృష్టో వాచానుజం నృపః. నిమిత్యాన్యాత్యరిష్టాని కాలే త్వనుగతేంద్రుణాం లోభాద్యధర్మ ప్రకృతిం దృష్టో వాచానుజం నృపః. నిమిత్యాన్యాత్యరిష్టాని కాలే త్వనుగతేంద్రుణాం లోభాద్యధర్మ ప్రకృతిం దృష్టో వాచానుజం నృపః. నిమిత్యాన్యాతరిష్టాని కాలే త్వనుగతే నృణాం లోభాద్యధర్మ ప్రకృతిం దృష్టో వాచానుజం నృపః. నిమిత్యాన్యాతరిష్టాని కాలే త్వనుగతే నృణాం లోభాద్యధర్మ ప్రకృతి దృష్టో వాచానుజం నృపః. నిమిత్తాన్యతిరిష్టాని కాళికానుజేనినాం లోభాద్యధర్మ ప్రకృతి దృష్టో వాచానృపం నృపః. నిమిత్తాన్యాతరిష్టాని కాలే త్వనుగతే నృణాం లోభాద్యధర్మ ప్రకృతిం దృష్టో వాచానుజం నృపః. నిమిత్తాన్యాతదృష్టాని కాలే త్వనుగతే నృణాం లోభాద్యధర్మ ప్రకృతిం దృష్టో వాచానుజం నృపః. నిమిత్తాన్యత్యదృష్టాని కాలే త్వనుగతే నృణాం లోభాద్యధర్మ ప్రకృతిం దృష్టో వాచానుజం నృపః. నిమిత్తాని కాజెస్ అతి వెరీ సీరియస్, అరిష్టాని బ్యాడ్ ఓమన్స్, Kale, in course of time, tu, but, anugate, passing away, nrunam, of humanity at large, lobha, adi, such as greed, adharma, irreligious, prakritim, habits, drishtva, having observed, vacha, said, anujam, younger brother, nrupaha, the king. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. In course of time, it came to pass that people in general became accustomed to greed, anger, pride, etc. Maharaj Yudhishthir, observing all these omens, spoke to his younger brother. Purport. Such a pious king as Maharaj Yudhishthir at once became perturbed when there was such inhuman symptoms as greed, anger, irreligiosity and hypocrisy rampant in society. It appears from this statement that all these symptoms of degraded society were unknown to the people of the time, and it was astonishing for them to have experienced them with the advent of the Kali Yuga or the age of quarrel. We'll read two, three more verses because purport is short. Yudhishthira uvacha sampreshito dwarakayam jishnur sampreshito dwarakayam jishnur bandhu didikshaya jnatum cha punya shlokasya krishnasya cha vicheshtitam. Translation. Maharaj Yudhishthira said to his younger brother Bhimasen, I sent Arjuna to Dwarka to meet his friends and to learn from the personality of Godhead Krishna of his program of work. Gata sapta dhuna masa bhimasena tavanujaha nayati kasya vahetor naham veda damajasa. Translation. Since he departed, 7 months have passed, yet he has not returned. I do not know factually how things are going there. Text 8. Api devarshina jishtam sakaloyam upasthitaha yadatmano angkridam bhagavan utshati. Translation. Is he going to quit his earthly pastime as Devarshi Narad indicated? Has that time already arrived? Purport. As we have discussed many times, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, has many planetary expansions, and each and every one of them, although equally powerful, executes different functions. In Bhagavad Gita, there are different statements by the Lord, and each of these statements is meant for different planetary portions or portions of the planetary portions. For example, Sri Krishna, the Lord, says in Bhagavad Gita, whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of a religion, at that time I descend myself. Bhagavad Gita 4.7. To deliver the faithful, to annihilate the miscreants, and also to re-establish the principles of occupational duty, I appear in every age. Bhagavad Gita 4.8. If I should cease to work, then all humanity would be misdirected. I would also be the cause of creating unwanted population, and I would thereby destroy the peace of all sentient beings. Bhagavad Gita 3.24. Whatever action a great man performs, common man will follow, and whatever standards he sets by example reacts, all the world pursues. Bhagavad Gita 3.21. All the above statements by the Lord apply to different planetary portions of the Lord, namely his expansions such as Sankarshan, Vasudev, Pradyumna, Aniruddha and Narayan. These are all he himself and in different transcendental expansions. And still the Lord as Sri Krishna functions in a different sphere of transcendental exchange with different grades of devotees. And yet Lord Krishna, as he appears once every 24 hours of Brahma's time, or as after a lapse of 8.64 million solar years in each and every universe, and all his transcendental pastimes are displayed in each and every universe in a routine spool. But in the routine spool, the functions of Lord Krishna, Lord Vasudev, etc. are complex problems for the layman. There is no difference between the Lord's self and Lord's transcendental body. The expansion executes different activities. When the Lord, however, appears in his person as Lord Sri Krishna, his other planetary portions also join him by his inconceivable potency called Yoga Maya. And thus, the Lord Krishna of Vrindavan is different from the Lord Krishna of Mathura or the Lord Krishna of Dwaraka. The Virata Rupa of Lord Krishna is also different from him. By his inconceivable potency, the Virata Rupa exhibited on the battlefield of Kurukshetra is the material conception of his form. Therefore, it should be understood that when Lord Krishna was apparently killed by the bow of arrow of the hunter, the Lord left his so-called material body in the material world. The Lord is Kaivalya, and for him there is no difference between matter and spirit, because everything is created from him. Therefore, his quitting one sort of body or accepting another body does not mean that he is like the ordinary living being. All such activities are simultaneously one and different by his inconceivable potency. When Maharaj Yudhishthir was lamenting the possibility of his disappearance, it was just in pursuance of a custom of lamenting the disappearance of a great friend. But factually, the Lord never quits his transcendental body, as is misconceived by less intelligent persons. Such less intelligent persons have been condemned by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita, and they are known as the Mudhas. That the Lord left his body means that he left again his planetary portions in the respective dhamas, transcendental abodes, as he left his Virata Rupa in the material world. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namaom Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Krupatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Hare Krishna. First of all, I seek blessings of all of you. I don't have any qualification whatsoever to sit and speak in front of you. I'm just doing this attempt with the hope that when a toddler starts speaking, the parents and grandparents, they feel, you know, happiness. So if this endeavor brings some happiness to all of you, I'll consider this as a success. So with this blessing, I'll try to discuss something. So we are in 14th chapter. So this chapter, we see that till verse 5, Yudhishthir Maharaj was seeing different omens, you know, what's happening. And then this verse 8, he is directly trying to remember, you know, what Narad Muni had told in, you know, last chapter, 50th verse. Narada has indicated, you know, that Krishna might soon wind up his pastimes. So this is, so in today's discussion, we'll see the difference when Krishna is present and when he is not there. Then we'll see why, how Krishna left his body, and why Krishna leaves his body, and then how we should understand and how we should give this understanding to others from Prabhupada's perspective. So these four or five points, we'll try to see this. So till verse 5, Yudhishthir Maharaj is comparing the omens. So it shows that when Krishna was there, there was so much prosperity, everything was in order, there was no greed, no lamentation. Then, you know, all the vices was, you know, mentioned. So they were not present. But when Krishna left, all these things started coming. So this is a good exercise for us. We can make two columns. When Krishna was present, what were the things? And when Krishna was not present, what, you know, things started happening. So in the verse 5th, you know, It's mentioned that, you know, these symptoms of degraded society were unknown to the people of the time. So what it means that, there used to be demons in Satyuga as well, but they were on different planets. So it was not a custom, in the sense it was not the main cause, you know. Then in Satyuga, demons were in different planets. In Treta Yuga, they were on the same planet. Dwapar Yuga, they're in the same family, and Kaliyuga, they're in the same heart. So we ourselves, we can do exercise that before coming to Krishna consciousness, what all these demons were in our heart, and then because of Prabhupada's mercy, how these demons are getting slowly destroyed, you know, all these, you know, unwanted voices, you know, as mentioned here. So this comparison also can help us when we feel dejected in our Krishna consciousness, or when there is, you know, some apparent problem. That means that process is there. Prabhupada has given everything. Like when Prabhupada came and started preaching, so all these problems were there, but whoever accepted the way of Krishna consciousness, what Prabhupada taught, then they got elevated to mode of goodness, and they naturally felt happy and blissful. So we, every one of us, when we started Krishna consciousness, we also felt that happiness. But over a period of years, what happens is that because of we are not careful in practicing those principles, start committing offenses. The other day, you know, Prabhuji gave so nice class, you know, about offenses. So when we do that, then what happens is slowly we also feel angry. We also, you know, get all this, you know, into criticism mode, hypocrite mode. So that means somewhere we are not following what Srila Prabhupada said. We are degrading ourselves to mode of ignorance and passion. But if we again stick back to, you know, the routine Prabhupada has given us, strong sadhana, association, books, prasadam, then naturally we will see again Krishna in our life, and then that means we will feel happiness, knowledge, detachment. So then Yudhishthir Maharaj goes on to ask, when he sees all this woman, he becomes perturbed, and then he asks his, you know, Bhima, that Bhima, do you think that, you know, has it that Krishna has left? Actually, this chapter also shows a finer aspect of this Pandava's, you know, attachment towards Krishna, their feelings towards Krishna. If we see in this whole chapter, the way Yudhishthir Maharaj is asking, he's very hesitant actually to, you know, ask that question. He has got some hint, but, you know, he's very hesitant, you know. This is my dear and, you know, near Lord, you know, if he's living. So he's kind of, you know, beating around the bush, you know. Is he well? Is that well? All, you know, Dwarka Vasis are good, you know. But he's very, you know, very hesitant to ask. So that shows, you know, the finer feelings which Pandavas has. So now we come to this verse 8. This is one of the kind of controversial verse, but also this is a great preaching application. So in this verse, we'll see, first of all, it mentions about, you know, Krishna's disappearance. So as all of us know that, you know, so there was this Samba and some of the Yudhu friends, they were playing. So Samba dressed as a pregnant woman, and they went to Narada and all the sages to ask, you know, can you tell us, you know, who is a, you know, baby, boy or girl? So now, you know, that sages, they cursed that it would be a staff, musal, and that will be cause of destruction. And then the staff was given to Ugrasen. Ugrasen says, you know, break it into pieces, throw it in the ocean. And then the metal part was also thrown. So then all those pieces were driven by the waves on the shore, and they got into big staffs. And then the metal part was eaten by a fish, which was, you know, caught by some demon to eat. But then they saw that metal, they threw it. And this hunter Jara, he found it, he made it into arrow. And then later, you know, this Yadus, they fought amongst themselves with the help of these staffs, with these 30 staffs, killed themselves. And then Krishna was sitting in meditation. And then this Jara thought that Krishna's, you know, lotus pinky feet as a deer from a distance. He shoots an arrow, and that's how, you know, Krishna leaves his body. This is the general, you know, the pastime flow. Now we'll see the flaws in this. Flaws in the sense, the material people, they also say, you know, what Krishna also died, you know, Krishna also left his body in the hunter shot. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is calling them as mudhas, you know. Why? Because avajananti mam mudha manushim tanvashritam param bhavam na jananto. They don't understand Krishna's appearance and disappearance, and therefore they claim falsely. Now in history, we have not heard any human being, forget about Lord or demigod, getting killed by hitting of an arrow. We see many people, they have amputated legs, right? So that means something must have hit to their soul or leg, wherever, and their leg had to cut. So even if they cut the leg, they are happy and healthy, and they are even competitions of those people, they run also, right? So now, how can a sane person can believe that, you know, just by a hitting of an arrow, personality like Krishna can leave his body? So, this is, therefore, Srila Prabhupada calls them as Muda. The another reason why Krishna, so there are a couple of reasons why Krishna does. So, first thing, it is his plain pastime, all of our understanding, you know, we are very clear because nobody can be killed, you know, just by hitting of arrow on a lake. Second thing, Krishna is such a merciful personality that he knows that some people, some souls, they want to be atheist and they want to deny his existence. But now, they are so small, they cannot do anything but to desire, you know, that I want to be atheist. So, they need to get some food for their thought, right? The food for their arguments. So Krishna leaves body for them. Okay, take my body and you keep arguing that, yes, you know, I left my body. I am a material person like you. I am my, whatever, you know, wants. So the first reason is to bewilder this atheist person. Second apparent reason was Gandhari, when she heard that, you know, all of her 100 sons were killed, and especially the, like, you know, story wherein she asked Duryodhana to come up, you know, without any clothes, but Krishna intervenes and asks him to cover, and then that part of body remains vulnerable, and Bhima exactly hits there and kills Duryodhana. So that was the end of her 100 sons. She becomes very much disturbed and she says, you know, okay, if I am a chaste lady, I'll curse that Krishna's kingdom will also, you know, a whole dynasty will get killed by this, you know, because of, you know, he did this to Kauravas. So now, apparently, it may appear that, you know, Krishna was fulfilling this Gandhari's curse. That was external reason. But the real reason was, Krishna was knowing that the Yadavas, after Krishna's, like, you know, they were very strong. Nobody could defeat, you know, Yadu dynasty. Krishna himself, he has, you know, 16 lakh sons. Forget about grandsons, grandsons, their family members. So it was just everywhere. So Krishna knew that if I wind up my pastimes, because, you know, Krishna comes once in a day of Brahma, does his leelas, attracts everyone, goes back now. So Krishna knew that if I leave, these Yadus will get mad because of my separation. And God knows what they'll do to this earth planet. So Krishna himself decided, okay, let me plan something so that I take them also with me. So that was, you know, Krishna's thought point of. Then, so these were the reasons. So first is to bewilder the atheist. Second, to fulfill Gandhari's curse. Third, to take the Yadus along with him so that they don't disturb, you know, after Krishna's disappearance because of their separation from Krishna. So now, the question comes, how are we to understand if somebody challenges us that, yeah, Krishna is also has a body and he left his body. Then first of all, yeah, we can tell this. Second thing we can tell is that, in this purport, as Prabhupada says, that Krishna, who says in Bhagavad Gita that, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo vetti tatvataha tektva deham punar janma naiti. Prabhupada's favorite, you know, is to stop here. Tektva deham punar janma naiti. She will not take naiti mamati surjuna. She will not take. One, if we just understand Krishna's appearance and pastime, we get liberated from this material world. Then, so Krishna, just by hearing about that personality, we get liberated. Then, is it even logical to say that, you know, he died? No, he's just lost another pastime. Another, you know, place, Prabhupada says, you know, like, in these verses also, Prabhupada says, like, you know, different appearance details, different reasons why Krishna appears. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna again says, you know, naman karmani limpanti, that, you know, if you understand that I am beyond this, you know, cycle of karmic reactions, then you yourself will get freed from karma and come back to me. So, just by knowing if that person, if we can get liberated, is it not foolish to think that he died? So, therefore, whenever such discussions comes, we have to emphatically tell, no, Krishna did it as his pastime. Now, in the purport further, Prabhupada also says that who can't appreciate this even if we tell? So, Prabhupada says those are the mudas. So, in Bhagavad Gita, there are two types of mudas in general described. Those who think that I am body, and those, like in 15th verse, 15th chapter verse 19, Yo mameva sammudho janani purushottama sa sarvavid bhavati mam sarva bhavena bharata. Whoever knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without doubting, is the knower of everything and therefore engages himself in full devotional service to me, O son of Bharata. So, this mudas, they deny the existence of God itself and their pastimes. So therefore, they cannot understand these intricacies. So only the mudhas cannot appreciate Lord's disappearance. But all the others, all the devotees, we understand that just by hearing about Lord's pastime and just by understanding it, we ourselves will get better. So there is no question about Lord's disappearance. It's just all the inconceivable pastimes of Lord under Yoga Maya. So also it said that Krishna never changes his body. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita again that I remember everything, Arjuna, but you cannot remember all the details because Krishna never changes his body. And Krishna and his body is no difference. So yeah, the second category of mudha is one who doesn't understand this, who doesn't understand that Krishna and his body are non-different. So these two categories of mudha, first, those who are in bodily platform, who consider that I myself am body, and second, mudhas who consider that Krishna and his body are different. So those mudhas, they cannot appreciate this Lord's pastime. And then, because of this impure desire, the material energy forces them to think in this particular way. In the purport, like going further, like after appearing, after stating the reasons of Krishna's appearance, Prabhupada mentions that Lord has different incarnation expansions, Sankarshan, Vasudeva, Pradyuma, Anuruddha, and then they were all together with the Lord. So when Lord left, he left all these incarnations at their respective places. So, we know that, you know, there is Krishna in Mathura, Krishna in Dwarka, Krishna in Vrindavan. They are different, at the same time, same. So how they are same? Because yeah, all of them are Krishna, but in Tattva. But they are different in the sense the rasa or the reciprocation, kind of reciprocation they do in each of these forms, like Krishna in Vrindavan or Mathura in Dwarka, that is different. So what happens is that in this verse, this word utsrukshati, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he gives commentary saying that when Lord comes, all this Shirodakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Mahavishnu, Karunadakshaya Vishnu, all of them are there with him, but they take a back seat. So for example, if you know, I am cooking a rajbhog, suppose, you know, so I have a free choice which item to decide, you know, which item not to do, and things like that. But suppose, you know, or the head cook comes, you know, Vannath Prabhu comes and he requests, oh, today's festival, can you make this, then his things takes a priority, right? But now if Swas Prabhu comes, you know, temple president comes, you know, his thing, you know, his opinion takes even priority than the in charge, right? So same way, in general, these different incarnations, they come and they play, you know, the parts, they enact. But when Krishna comes, everybody takes a back seat, and then Krishna does things on his own many times. Like, you know, for example, the Sudharma assembly, Krishna thought, you know, it's very nice parliament to have for Yadus. So he gave strength to Yadus and, you know, brought that assembly to Dwarka. Same way the Parijataka tree. It was not there on earth planet, it was from heavenly planet. But Krishna thought, okay, my wife wants it, you know, let me go and get it. So this way, all these Vishnu Tattvas, they take a back seat when Krishna appears. So here, when Krishna is leaving, what happens is that he leaves all these incarnations at their own planetary spaces, you know, different from the, you know, whichever planet they have come. So it is said that when Jara hit the arrow to Lord Krishna, Krishna actually speaks to Jara. This Jara, he comes and he begs forgiveness. He says, you know, prostrated obeisances, he falls flat. He says, you know, please forgive. Krishna says, you know, don't worry, you know, I only had this desire. And then actually Krishna gives him also, you know, liberation. And then there is a nice picture in Bhagavatam, you know, this Jara, you know, offering obeisances and Krishna sitting there. So after that, what happens is that Krishna opens his mouth, Ananta Shesha comes out, and then Ananta Shesha goes up, and then Krishna also goes back to spiritual world. And then when he is going, all this incarnation, whoever has come from whichever planet, they go back in their own respective abodes, and Krishna goes back to spiritual world. So that is this. This is what, you know, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur speaks about this word, you know, Sasrukshati. So we saw, like, you know, how Krishna disappeared. Then we saw its reasons. And then we saw, you know, who don't believe this is like those mudas. And then we also saw how it is not possible that, you know, because Krishna gives even liberation by hearing. Now also in this purport, there comes a finer point that, you know, Yudhishthir Maharaj starts lamenting. So generally it is said, you know, Bhagavad Gita, Ashochananna Shochastvam Pradnya Vajasya Bhasese. You know, when Arjuna starts lamenting, Krishna, first thing he gives is chastisement. So was it not that Yudhishthir Maharaj was not aware of Bhagavad Gita? No. He was in complete knowledge. But in the purport itself, it mentions that he was playing as a role of a king there. So therefore, he showed as if that, you know, he's lamenting, and then he's lamenting on, you know, Krishna's disappearance. So in the there can be an argument that, you know, so is it that is it just acting? That, you know, he's just playing a role of a king and therefore he's lamenting. No. So, they are feeling like, Yudhishthir Maharaj was feeling separation from Krishna. That was true. At the same time, he was aware of the position of Krishna as well. That he's eternal, you know. He doesn't have material body. He doesn't have, you know, doesn't have any material form. But at the same time, since they're in that pastime, they're actually living it. They're feeling that pleasure and pain, separation, happiness, because they are there. So this analogy of drama, it is true in the sense that they are not affected by it, but it's limited in the sense that they do feel all the emotions. Like when Brahma Vimohan Leela happened, Krishna for a moment, he was in tension, you know, where did the cows go, where did the cowherd boys go? And of course, since he's Krishna, he knew, and then the pastime, you know, went on. So these feelings, we cannot just take it saying that, okay, you know. So there can be two extremes. One is thinking that Yudhishthir Maharaj is has a material concept and he was lamenting as an ordinary person. And second extreme is, you know, thinking that anyway it was a drama only, you know. So if we go to one extreme saying that, you know, Yudhishthir Maharaj was lamenting as a normal human being, then we miss the point that that, you know, they have that understanding, this pure devotees, they have this understanding, but they were, you know, they were in the pastime. So, and if we go to other extreme, wherein it says that, you know, one say that anyway it was, you know, whole drama, everything was said, they were just doing, then we miss the lessons we can learn from it. So from this, we can learn how we can be, you know, like we can aspire that just by seeing the external things, he was remembering, he was able to connect it to Lord Krishna. Can't we do that? If we see something in our life going wrong, can we also try to connect it to Krishna? Oh, I may not be doing my chanting nicely, or I may not be doing, you know, this, what I was told by my spiritual authorities. Therefore, things are not in place. So this is what, you know, we can learn from. Like, you know, as soon as Yudhishthira Maharaj started seeing all this inauspicious someone, he could immediately connect it to Krishna. So same way, if we can also try to connect, then we can make great advancement. Also, if we can develop all these feelings, because spiritual life is not a dry, you know, it's like not dry speculation or just seeing, and, you know, it's like a Vedanta Sutra just discussing. But it is full of rasa. Like, you know, and then different pastimes, like Krishna is Purna Purushottam, like Ram Navami is coming now, Lord Ram, if we read Rama, and it's full of Karuna Rasa, you know. So, his devotees and Lord himself, they both are exhibiting these emotions. Same way Krishna's pastime here, again, you know, Karuna Rasa, this chapter about, you know, Krishna is leaving his body, we'll see forthcoming verses in so much lamentation. So, we can aspire, like, you know, if we are, you know, If something is not going well, can we connect it back to Krishna? Can we develop this soft feeling? Like whenever there is, you know, any disappearance day of an acharya or, you know, some of our beloved devotee, can we develop this feeling of, you know, hankering for their association? So if we develop, then yes, you know, this is what we can, you know, learn from this. So to summarize, we saw comparison when Krishna was there, when not Krishna was not there. So how when Krishna was there, all prosperity was there, but when Krishna was not there, the things started falling apart. So we can do that in our life also. If we see things are going good, we can credit Srila Prabhupada closing our eyes because we are following Srila Prabhupada's instruction. That's why all these vices mentioned in here, they are not troubling us. And if we are facing some of them, then we can again go back. Yes, I am not doing something right, so let me correct it. Then we saw Krishna, how Krishna disappeared, the pastime of Jara killing Lord. Then we saw the reasons to bewilder the atheist, to fulfill Gandhari's curse and to take care of Yadus, you know, after Krishna's disappearance. Krishna did that pastime. Then we understood that how Bhagavad Gita, Krishna extends, how we can refute this preaching application. Just by understanding his activities, we get liberation. So how the person himself can, you know, can be dead, you know, can change bodies. No, it's not possible. Also, Krishna says that it's just, you know, mudas, you know, those who are, Krishna also says that if you understand that I am beyond karma, then you yourself are liberated from karmic reaction. So therefore, we can convince ourselves that yes, it's not possible. Krishna did not leave this material body. It was just for the external reasons. And then, who can't appreciate this? The mudas, you know, those who cannot understand the difference between their own body and soul and difference between Krishna and his body. They cannot understand. They do reject this. Then we also discussed about Srila Prabhupada's commentary on which refers to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, wherein all the incarnations came along with Krishna, but when Krishna left, they went to their places like winding up the stage. And then we finally discussed about the finer sentiments which Yudhishthir Maharaj is displaying. His despondence to know, you know, Krishna's disappearance, his lamentation. So these are not material emotions, but it's from a standpoint of pure duty. It's the separation, and through that separation, Yudhishthir Maharaj was, you know, displaying those emotions. So with this, I would like to stop. Any comments, questions?
Yes.
Yeah, you mentioned how in different ages the demons are on different planets and in the same family in other ages. Where is that stated?
I was hearing this class from one of the devotees. So what he mentioned that demons were there, but that was not the culture. So the point was, in Satyuga also there were demons, but it was not. It's not the norm. Yeah, it's not the norm. So nowadays, like for example, even in my childhood, we used to hear about, you know, somebody's divorce. So in our, like, you know, Marathi, our Sanskrit, the language uses ghataspot. Spot means, you know, some big blast. So blast is serious, right? So but nowadays, oh, okay, divorce, okay, fine, you know, next. So it has become kind of norm. So these things were not norm in those days, you know. So I can try to get exact reference though. So they were there, but it was not norm. That's what I was trying to say. Prabhuji can add if Archita Prabhu or Swas Prabhu want to say something. You want to add something? No, okay, yeah. Yes,
I have a question.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. So you mentioned that like Krishna in Dwarka and Mathura and Vrindavan, they are different in rasa, but the same in tattva. This is my question, like, is this true also with Vishnu forms? It's like the different Vishnu forms that are like worshiping, like, let's say South India, Sri Rangama, Tirupati. Are they different kind of a little bit in rasa?
My understanding is that all of them are in Aishwarya Bhav, but I think in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, some devotees, so there was this Kurma, the Brahmin in South India who was attached to Kurma Dev, you know. So some devotees, they get attracted to particular form because of, you know, reason, you know. So somebody may like Narsingh Dev because he's protecting. So the reciprocation, so all of them are in Vaikuntha, all of them are in Audharya form, but in there also there can be various details. Now exact rasa difference, you know, I'm not aware. Maybe, you know, our Archita Prabhu or Swas Prabhu can tell. But yeah, they more like in general they are in, you know, Audarya Bhava. You know, that's what I have heard. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Question.
In Ramayana, I read one more reason that Lord Ram, from a hiding position, he killed
Vali. Yeah.
So he told, Vali was completely, oh Lord, how you can do this? Mm-hmm. So the Lord gave perfect reasons. At the same time he told, as a reaction, in the next yuga, I will come as my original form, Lord Krishna. And as a reaction, you can also kill me from a hiding position. So it is, I came to know that Jara is the same.
Yeah, Jara is same as Bali, but we cannot say that was, you know, Lord's reaction. Because Krishna himself says, you know, I am beyond the cycle of karmic reactions. Krishna used him as a, in his pastime, but we cannot say that, you know, that it was Krishna's reaction. Krishna is beyond actually all this. Am I correct, Prabhu? Want to add something?
Yeah. The Lord said that though I am beyond the reaction, but to show it to us, to...
Yeah, that also can be. Yeah. So, yes. Like same way as Gandhari's curse. Yeah, true. Yeah, thank you for adding. Yeah. Anything else? Yeah. Shri Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nitayago Premanante.
Somebody has to make it. So I said, I'm doing it. So that's